But I come from an immigrant family, so personally, I've had experiences of that nature. Once my dad had a chest pain problem, and he needed to wait a week to get any help because it's like he didn't know where to go. He was waiting to see if like he'll go away or because that's like the thing, like you'll wait on to see if it's really necessary to go to like a hospital or health center. And all he knew about were hospitals, not knowing that there was like a health center down the street from us where he could have gone. So he waited a week, and like that's like for the family, it's like terrifying because it's like he's having chest pains, he can't do anything about it. So going into it and then like remembering all of that, it was like people need this. Like there are families out there that could come handy to them because it's important for them to know like where they can go.
Describe the website. Describe the different features of it.
So I split it up into sections. I did facilities. So there are facilities that help immigrants, and I split it up that way so that people could see like, oh, I could go here. I have safety net hospitals, free clinics, and health centers. So I split it up in those sections, and then I did organizations. They could actually contact people that have more knowledge that could connect them to places that they are able to go to.
It sounds like there were a lot of resources that connected immigrants to places in Chicago and Cook County. Your information has a map that intends to show resources kind of statewide. Was it difficult to access that information to kind of compile it?
At first, yeah, because I didn't know where to look. But once I got into the research, it was actually a lot easier because there were websites that like told you like these there's hospitals here, here, and here. There are a lot in Chicago and the Cook County area, so I found it very interesting to like actually go all state because it's like where you need it the most is like around the south, and there's not that many centers there. So, but there are health centers, not hospitals. So I was able to like make the map and so that people could see like, oh, it'd be better for me to go to a health center than to travel all the way to Chicago for a hospital.
Do you find that the barrier is it's a language barrier, it's an insurance barrier? Is there a barrier because people are afraid of their status?
All of the above, but a big thing was fear. I like all of the articles that I read for the research, like fear. Like I don't want to go somewhere where they're gonna be like, are you illegal or legal? And if you say you're illegal, like what could happen?
Like, what sort of questions did you ask?
It is really complicated to like know what to ask and how to approach certain topics. So it's like I asked them like, how do you go about like asking patients like, and they're like, we don't. Like we make it a point not to ask them like anything like personal so that they don't feel uncomfortable and not come back.
You're an accounting major, you did it for a school project, and it kind of had this ripple effect outside of it. But it's also a very political issue, obviously. What would you say to people who feel that, undocumented immigrants are taking away health resources for those who are legal in this country?
My project wasn't really like based on like implementing a healthcare system for immigrants. It was for them to be able to access the resources because they are available to them. And it's not like they're taking them away because they do have access to them. Nobody knows if they are or aren't because it's not asked. So it's like that was like the main point of the project.